This is Mark 10, verse 46 through 52. Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and he came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. And the blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. There's so much in there. In keeping with the purpose of these devotions, this one sort of stings a little bit because I know there are people who, and I don't mean this in any wrong way, but just don't get Jesus or don't yet. Or there hasn't been a rescue or there hasn't been a discovery of new life yet. And I'm not faulting anyone for that. In fact, the disciples, you know, it took time. They got it gradually. But it's clear here that Jesus is showing us that when we must have some Bartimaeus moments in our life, next steps, big steps, that God gives generously Bartimaeus moments if we see them and if we seize them. And this takes faith. And so many people get stuck here. That's why I say it kind of stings a little bit. So there's just a couple of points in case you're feeling stuck this morning. First, are you willing to respond when God approaches you with a next step in life? I have a friend who he's confined to a wheelchair, and he started a ministry called Arise and Walk Ministries. I hadn't spoke to him in several years, and one day he called, "Just as my wife and I received some really bad news about our son's health and their stuff, and before I told him the news at all, he said, 'God asked me to get up and call you today.' You know, after that call, I began wondering, where in my life have I shut down? Where am I unaware, unwilling to respond where God is speaking to me because of my physical circumstances or because of things that are going on around me or because of what's going on in my life? So are you willing to respond when God approaches you with a next step in life? The second is this. If you're willing to respond, will you do it with a resolve as this man here? That is, with this, "I'm not going to give up until I get it." Sort of a stubborn faith like Peter or my friend in a wheelchair. Arise and Walk Ministries. Here was a guy that people were telling to be quiet, hush. But as soon as Jesus said, "Come here," those same people, they acted like cheerleaders. Come on, he's calling you. Guess what? Bartimaeus saw it coming. They didn't. He was responding, and he was doing it with resolve. He said, "Son of David, son of David." He knew who was approaching. So if you sense Jesus approaching or moving or shifting things in your life right now, what do you do? I know that some of the hardest but most right decisions that I've made in my life and for my family were based solely on the Word of God and faith and not what others said or what they thought. I mean, these were game changers. Maybe there's a prayer you've been waiting. And you know, we have seasons of waiting. There's a lot of scripture in life. But maybe there's a prayer right now that instead of waiting on the answer, God is asking you to have a Bartimaeus moment. He's saying, "What do you want?" Do you know what it is that you really want this morning out of life? I've always said, and I've heard it said, that it's a tragedy going through life not knowing what you were born for. So Jesus was walking by here. He wasn't like on his way to see Bartimaeus. Is it time for a Bartimaeus moment in your life? If so, what is it going to take? Sure, it takes willing to respond like he did today. It takes the willingness to do it with a resolve, no matter what people say. But you know what it begins with? It begins with a request. Honestly now, there are times in life where we know exactly what we want from God, because there is that something that brings us back to him over and over again. You know, sometimes I wonder if people that have physical ailments or have this suffering in their life, like cancer or other things, you know, they're constantly going to God because of that, if maybe they're not better off. Bartimaeus knew what he wanted, and he said, "I want to see." And Jesus said back to him, "Go. Your faith has healed you." So do you have a request this morning for God to do something in your life? If he walks right by you, what would be your request? Now remember that the Bible says God is jealous of you. And thus, it is okay to be selfish right now, today. My friend in the wheelchair, he probably won't walk again. He may, but he probably won't. He hasn't in years. And I just wonder, do we have people in our lives like this? A friend, a family member, someone maybe you met at a camp years ago that are like Bartimaeus to us. And although we may not want to be in their physical condition, we want to be able to return to God. We want to have days. We want to have moments where we have to return. And we return with these large requests. Wonder, who is that person in your life? And what is your request today? Jesus didn't die for us to not be able to bring big requests to him. Do that today. Do it today. Please let me know what happens, because I know God is waiting to answer that for you.